America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold on to this song. Hold this one tight.
Wait a minute. What you about to tell?
Joe? Sometimes you got to let someone down easy.
I forgot my towel, too. What you about to do, man? What you talking about?
All looking right, extra bald today.
Yeah, Hugh, just get set. 215-592-949 right to the phones here in a second. But first, on trade deadline day, as I want to get Micah Parsons here to Philadelphia, we could be saying goodbye to a pass rusher, Hugh Douglas, because listen to this yesterday. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, the latest of some names that could be moved by the trade deadline today.
And then you got all the edge rushers. Did not sound when I came on the show as if anything was imminent between the Lions and the Browns for Za'Darius Smith. It seemed for like 3 weeks that that's probably going to happen, but it's not actually taking place just yet. There certainly is going to be interest in guys like Bryce Huff, who was one of the Eagles' big free agent signings, played all of six snaps yesterday after getting his hand apparently banged up in warmups or something. That's a name that I would think is going to get some potential action.
That's crazy.
Bryce Huff. We're at this point where they could trade him today. Hugh, yesterday we brought this up. It felt weird that he didn't play more than six snaps on Sunday. Yeah. Like something was up, right?
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
It's unfortunate if that's the case, but probably better for Bryce. You know, I've been hearing stuff like him and Vic, they're not really seeing eye to eye. And, you know, you have other guys that are playing well. And if, you know, the thing that makes me think that this potentially might not happen is the money that he's being paid. But he could probably go somewhere else and play. Somebody will take that salary and that contract and they'll give him an opportunity to play.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. We'll be following this. Any news we get during the show, obviously, we'll react right away. But when you add the Bryce Huff thing in, it tells me the Eagles just clearly aren't happy with their edge rusher group. And they know they got to mix the group up
Nolan
here.
Nolan Smith is getting a lot of reps.
Sure.
And, you know, you got I think he's third on the depth chart right now.
Well, so Josh Sweat's been their best guy the last month by a lot, right?
Yeah.
It feels like BG has slowed down a little bit, which I expected. I mean, I don't think any of us thought he was going to be their best edge rusher all year. Nolan's been better.
Yeah, the other first-round pick.
Sure.
You want to give away.
I'm not giving him away.
No. No, you're giving away a first-round pick.
He's just saying hypothetically.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're giving away that pick, and the comparison could be a Nolan Smith.
It could be Jalen Reagor. I mean, you know, could be Jordan Davis.
Yeah. Hold on, Howie's on a heater.
How long does that usually last? It goes up, it goes down. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up?
So given Howie's track record with draft picks, and I know the last couple he's hit on, there's no doubt in my mind I would trade two number ones to get Micah Parsons. And Micah Parsons might not be crazy because of him. He might be crazy because he's in that crazy-ass organization, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right. Jeff, I think it's a fair point. Some of the stuff that is said about him, I wonder how much of it is he's living in a circus. He's the best player on a team that's a circus all the time. You get him here with all these other star players and a winning environment, we might just see him be the best version of himself.
And we're so close. And it might be... We might have to pay up a little bit because it would be an interdivision trade. I think I said that right. So there's no doubt I would do it. You know, we have – if we can get rid of Josh – what's this? Bryce – not Bryce Huff. What's his name? The one they just mentioned on the
– Bryce Huff, yeah.
Bryce Huff, yeah. That would be a fair trade-off. That would be a fair trade. Get rid of him. Bring in, Micah Parsons. And look, he's always talked about the Eagles a lot as if he's almost wanting to be with us anyway.
Yep.
So I'm going to do it, man. Look, I look at these draft picks just like I look at minor leaguers in baseball. They're just prospects. You just don't know. If I know I got a proven commodity, I'm going to try to get them here.
And he is proven. And Jeff, good phone call. Hugh, you brought up that he hasn't done a lot in the big games, and I get that. And he's played in a handful or whatever it's been. He's also been in the league 3 years. He's a two-time All-Pro. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. I mean, he's just having as good of a career as you could have.
He is, and I'm not trying to take that away from him, but like I said, in the playoffs for his team, he's been the other defensive end. What's his name? DeMarcus?
Lawrence.
Lawrence has been a better player. I mean, when they played the Green Bay Packers, he was on the back of a milk cart.
Sure was.
You know, so it's one of those things where, like, Micah Parsons puts up great numbers in the regular season. I mean, but when you know, when it really matters in games during the regular season, when it really mattered, he tends to be easy to be covered up or easy to put a blanket over.
Yeah, I think we're pointing to too much of the small sample. The big sample is he's great. He's a great player, and he fits the timeline of this team. They're all in their mid-20s. Like, the window is open for the Eagles.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying.
He could be part of this thing for years to come. 215-592-9494. It's a big swing, and I think Howie should take it and make that call of the Cowboys. I mean, they may laugh him off the phone and say, we're not trading him to Philadelphia. I mean, you do it. I mean, if that's what they say, then you say, all right, move on. But if they're willing to listen, then I'm willing to make the trade. I would trade 2 ones to go get Micah Parsons.
The other issue with this is you help the Cowboys sort of get out of their own problem.
I agree.
And then you give them 2 first-round picks, which we know the Cowboys are in a situation here where they almost need draft picks to rebuild their team.
Totally.
And because they don't have they just spent all their money on Dak and CeeDee. You're going to give them that out. You're going to give them 2 first-round picks. You're
going
to give Dallas a chance to put themselves squarely back in this division race next year.
I'm not worried about it.
I am.
But guess what? They lose Micah Parsons. He's their best player. Like, do we agree on that? He's their best player?
Sure, but he's a loser.
Well, that's because he's there.
No, he's also just a loser.
Well,
have you heard this man speak?
Joe,
we make fun of him all the time.
Yes,
and him and Darius Slay, little buddies on their podcast, talking about their own teammates.
The biggest
clowns.
Selling point. They could do the podcast down the hall from you.
I don't want them doing the podcast at all.
You know what I want? I want Micah Parsons in Philadelphia. You know what else I want, Hugh?
What's that?
I want us to start our newest giveaway. So we teased this a little bit yesterday. And guys, we're really excited about this because it is the biggest giveaway, would you say, in life?
In life.
In our lives?
Yes.
Or at least, in the history of the Midday Show, this version of the Midday Show. But starting today and for the next couple of weeks, Hugh Douglas, you know what we have? We have Combo-Con.
Combo-Con.
The Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway, sponsored by our friends at Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Here is the grand prize. So here's how we're going to do this. Every day on the show, next couple of weeks, we're going to have a qualifying winner. So if you win today, let's just, for example, you will win a prize. We'll tell you about that in a second. If you win today or you win tomorrow, you know, throughout the next couple of weeks, you will be automatically entered for the grand prize. You ready for the grand prize here?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear.
I mean, the grand prize is incredible, okay? So we have a grand prize that will include a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, a cornhole set, a giant Jenga, a Gerhard smoker. When Hugh saw this, I thought he was going to try to enter the contest himself.
I did. That smoker's dope, man.
And a 55-inch TV. So that's going to be for our grand prize winner. You win today or any of the days coming up, you're entered in for that. And for today's prize, we have Jack Daniel's 11-ounce rocks glasses. We have Jack Daniel's water bottle, a golf tee pack, playing cards, smoking chips, a tote bag, all that coming up to give away today and tomorrow moving forward. Hugh, this is a lot of prize. You cannot enter, Hugh. Just can't.
You know, I was listening when you said those 11-ounce smoking glasses and that smoker. Yep. Man, listen. That smoker. Do you know how much meat I could smoke with that smoker?
A lot, I'm sure. I mean, you got a house now, Hugh. You
no,
can call
no,
yourself.
Listen. I could put that smoker on the back of the what you call those things?
Porch?
Yes.
There you go.
That's what it's called.
Those.
No, I got so excited about it, but no, it's nice. It's nice. It's some really, really nice prizes, man. And when they talked to us about this, I was trying to figure out how I could angle to get some of these prizes, but that's not how this thing works.
No, it's not how it works. It's not to give Hugh away.
But you know, you get like when you're giving away nice stuff. And I'm a guy that likes stuff. I'm like, yo, what's up? Can you hook your boy up with some of that nice stuff?
Well, we're going to give it away to one of our listeners here in the next couple weeks. So here it is. 215-592-9494 is the phone number, obviously, to join us with the Eagles conversation, the trade deadline, and Parsons and all this stuff. But here's what we're looking for today. So Combo-Con is the mechanism we're doing here. Every day it's going to be a different combination. That's how we'll draw our winners. So today, Hugh, you know what we're looking for?
What are we doing?
The best game day combination. Now, This could be anything. Anything.
Anything.
When we say game day combo, you could obviously kind of lean towards maybe a food and drink, a food and snack combination, or you could just think of things that go with game day. Like, I'll give you an example. You know what's a good game day combination?
What's that?
Buck and Aikman. That you feel like it's a big game, right? Like when Troy Aikman Joe Buck are on TV.
They have great chemistry, too, by the way.
It's a big game. I consider those two a good game day combination. It could be people. It could be spot. It could be, you know, food, drink. Whatever you think is a good game day combination. Best answer we get by the end of the show is in for one of our qualifiers. You include that with a prize today. 215-592-9494. The ultimate tailgate giveaway here on the Midday Show, courtesy of Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here as we talk about this idea that I have, and it's kind of been in my head for years. I mean, every year I try to throw out a way to get Parsons here. Every year, Kyle yells at me and says, no, I'm going to keep doing it. Enzo in Westchester's up. Hey, Enzo.
Joe, Hugh, what it do, guys?
Enzo, what's up, buddy? Hey, Ben.
I'm good, man. I ain't called in a minute. The reason I called is because you're a little off your rocker today.
Okay, why?
I ain't giving away the house. I mean, you're giving away too much to a team in our division that you're going to just help them rebuild. Kyle just took the words out of my brain. And literally, for what? Especially, Howie's been doing good lately, past couple years, putting up a nice track record. I don't see Howie giving all that away.
So,
you realize
Enzo,
how much you're giving away. You
I do.
You can give away one first rounder, but not
But
two,
that's not going to get... Well, I'm trying to get him.
Like, one and something else.
Yeah, but here's my thing. And I agree with Hugh on this. They probably don't want to trade him here. So if I offer one, just a one, they're going to say, thanks, but no thanks. I need to get them to be interested in the offer, even though it sends their best player here. And Enzo, right, Kyle's right, and so are you. But why am I concerned with the Cowboys rebuilding if over the next two seasons, this one and next one, we can win the Super Bowl with Micah Parsons? Like, why do I care about the Cowboys 4 years from now when I'm trying to win Super Bowls now?
You won now, dude. Everything's about now.
Yes!
For you, man.
I'm not getting any younger, and so I'm in my 30s.
Joe, stop, dude. Look at our defense, man. We're young. We're building nice. Let's keep that going, bro. Why do you want to bring Mike over here and take a chance on ruining some chemistry that we got going on with Kobe Dean?
Chemistry.
Kobe Dean could be our future leader, man, of that defense.
The Kobe's
Come
fine.
On, man.
The Kobe's
look
fine.
Look what's going on. Look at the bigger picture, man.
What is the bigger picture? Like, we're just going to wait and
like
hope Howie gets past
pass rusher? Kobe Dean's going to be the future captain of the defense.
But he can be. Why would he not be the captain?
You bring Mike in here, you got a different things going on.
I think we're projecting here. Like, you think Micah would mess up the chemistry?
You're projecting we're going to win the Super Bowl if we bring him in here.
Well, hold on. Would they have a better chance if he's here rather than Bryce Huff in six snaps on Sunday?
Obviously, but what you got to do to get him here is a whole different story and what we got to deal with. We don't know, Joe, and I'm better off not taking that chance personally.
You got to take big swings, Enzo. You got to take risks. All right, Enzo, I get your point. What's your favorite game day combination,
combo.
Enzo? What's your combo?
My favorite combo would be the day off on game day and the sports books gambling sites.
Sportsbook gambling sites.
That's a good one. I mean, that's most people's Sundays.
I need that day off.
I hit my five-leg parlay yesterday.
Enzo, that's a good one.
I need that day off with it.
Yeah, you got to lock in. Enzo, good answer. We'll get you in the mix here for today's prize and be part of the whole thing.
I feel like you're oversimplifying the thing about the Eagles go to the Super Bowl and you help out the Cowboys. Who cares? You know, there's another path here. Mm-hmm. You get somebody else from another team, and you don't give up two firsts. You don't let your division rival rebuild.
Yeah, small
and
swing.
You still give yourself a better chance to win the Super Bowl.
You want to single your way to the World Series. I want to hit home runs. I mean, that's
well, Joe, you saw the Phillies approach. Home runs. They were chasing a lot.
Yeah,
sometimes a bunch of doubles.
Dodgers had a bunch of home runs.
Also, timely hits.
Well, they had great players, right? What did they do when they couldn't get over the top?
Parsons isn't the only great player out there.
Hold on. Do you think if he's traded today, he'd be the best pass rusher traded today?
I mean, probably, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, out of the group of the available pass rushers, no question about it.
Trying to get the best player.
I mean, but for too much.
Yeah, when you talk about it like that, yeah, I mean. But still.
That's fine. But, like, you could trade 10 first-round picks and get Patrick Mahomes. Like, I understand that.
I would do that, too.
I probably would. Yeah.
I think most people would. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Gilio. What's the Gilio?
What up, man?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Hugh, that picture of you, man, Doc, and everybody else in Westbrook, Trot, that was a beautiful pick, man. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you.
Of the brothers, man. You know, I seen it on, you know, my son showed me it on social media.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I was like, yeah, that's what I see. Where Ike was at, man. Where was Ike at?
Huh? Let me tell you, man. Like, Ike and his family, Ike wasn't on the field, but Ike is always with us. Like, somebody else said that. You guys are wrong for not having Ike in the picture. You act like, I'm not saying you, Chuck, but folks act like if Ike ain't in the picture, he still ain't family. He just wasn't in the picture.
Yeah. I thought he was there.
That's all. No, he wasn't. You know, he wasn't in that picture. But Ike is family. Ike family, man. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. I already know. Hey, listen. Hey, Joe. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting here at work, right, and I'm smoking a nice cigar right now, and I'm thinking of a way. How can I get, you know, the Eagles to get to New Orleans, right? And they'll come up with this great topic right now. I got to get into this great topic. I would absolutely, in a heartbeat, trade 2 first-round picks for Michael Parsons. And I'm going to tell you why, right? See, here's the thing. I keep going back to the Sixers in 01.
Mm-hmm.
They knew they had to get past the Lakers. They knew they could get past the East. They didn't get past the Lakers. I'm looking at this NFC right now, and I know Detroit is going to be a sore thumb right now. And I know that guy that played yesterday, he's probably most likely going to be, you know, in that Super Bowl.
Definitely.
And I want to increase our chances of getting another Super Bowl. I don't care, Kyle. I don't care about helping them rebuild, because you can give a man $5,000, he wouldn't know how to flip that money. You know what I mean? You still got to know what to do with those picks. And the Cowboys are so stupid, they can't get out their own way. So I don't care about giving them picks to them, because they don't know what to do with them anyway. My thing is this. We need to bring another trophy here. And if it solidifies another trophy coming here and me trading away those first-round draft picks, I'll do it all day long. Remember, Jerry Jones traded away Herschel Walker. Now, this was centuries ago, but he traded away Herschel Walker, you know what I mean, to get those picks to build their dynasty in the 90s. He might be thinking about that good old, you know, the good old days. Once you call him up and you hang those 2 first-round draft picks in his face for Michael Parsons, he might say, you know what, Howie, you got to do. You know what I mean? Nothing beats a failure but a try. You put Michael Parsons on his defense with Quinyon Mitchell, who Revis Allen 2.0, you know what I'm saying? Cooper DeJean, you know, the safeties. That we got
that's
the line.
Mm-hmm. Revis Allen 2.0.
Jalen Carter, man. I'm telling you, the defense is on its way to being a top-3 defense in this league. This is the guy you need. Are you guys crazy?
Now we're talking. Well, see, Chuck. See, you know, well, I'm glad Chuck brought up New Orleans. I'm glad Chuck brought up New Orleans. Because someone here says all they care about is getting to New Orleans, and then I push the chips in to get us to New Orleans,
and
you're backing away.
Kyle's an enabler, by the way. But this is the reality of the situation. Why you play the music louder as I try to speak? I don't care. I'm still going to talk. The reality of the situation is you're asking for a guy that plays for our direct rival.
Yes!
That dog ain't going to hunt.
Sure will.
Man, that dog ain't hunting.
No.
Sure will.
The best
I need
thing.
To let that go.
Yes. Nobody
I forgot Chuck was here.
Herschel Walker years ago.
Where did Herschel Walker get traded to?
Minnesota.
He went to Minnesota.
That's not in the division. That's Minnesota.
But you make a Godfather offer, 2 first-round picks.
No, hold up. That spurned the greatest Cowboys dynasty we've ever seen.
Because Jimmy Johnson was there.
Okay,
not doing that again.
But this whole point is that they gave him the picks, and there was, that'll entice him. Yeah, it also got them some of the 3 best players they've ever had,
good
and they
them.
Rebuilt their team.
Good for them. It was 30
That's
years,
not
40
good
years
for
ago.
Them. Do you want to give him a chance to do that again?
So
what are we doing?
Chuck, do you hear this? They're worried about the Cowboys 4 years from now. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl in February.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In exchange for Lombardi right now, I would give them an opportunity to rebuild their franchise. Because we got one right now.
You don't have a guaranteed Lombardi, though.
No, of course not. But you got a better chance.
You got a better chance.
You have a better chance with a lot of other guys you get.
You got Kyle Hughes. Please go with it. You're going to have to get past Detroit, man. And those guys look like juggernauts. And you know the way you get past Detroit? You punch the man in the middle. And the man in the middle is Jared Goff. And you start hitting him in the face. He ain't going to look so good throwing that football.
That's right.
In January.
That's so right.
I need a pass rusher to upgrade this. Howie Roseman, if you're listening, do not sit in your hands like Dave Dombrowski did. This team ain't good enough right now, dude. Get a solidified pass rusher.
We got PTSD.
No. See, Chuck, you hit it.
Somebody out there to fit this thing on his back and be able to get 10 or 12 sacks alone by himself. Somebody that's a force to be told to him. You know what I'm saying? You got Jalen Carter who's coming into his own. This defense is ready right now. Go get somebody right now to pick this defense at a top echelon defense. When I watched Kansas City yesterday, that defense is ready right now. That's what we got right now.
George Karloftis can play, by the way. George Karloftis is a really good pass rusher.
I'm glad Chuck brought it up. Don't be in Dombrowski and go shopping at the discount aisle. Got Austin Hayes in the NFL version of him. All right, Chuck, give us a combination. Your favorite game day combo.
Does it have to be a current one, or could it be something from the past?
It could be from the past.
Man, I used to always love when John Madden and Pat Summerall called the game on Fox. I knew it was a big game.
That's a big one.
You're talking about
in the
back of the
one,
day.
It's a great one, Chuck. Chuck, we got you in the mix.
Where less was more.
I think Pat Summerall stinks.
Oh, come on.
He was
playing.
Dude, he was terrible.
So, all right, so here's what I will say. Sometimes I go back to NFL Network, we'll play an old game. It doesn't pop as much. He had to be there, is all I could say.
Well, he
showed zero pulse.
He let the games breathe.
He did.
No.
You can't disrespect
Pat
Summerall.
That's such a cop out. He let the game breathe. No, he had no juice.
That was the era.
Those two made the NFL what it was.
Great.
No.
The era sucked.
No, it did not suck.
Broadcasting. Yeah, it did.
No, it did suck.
Cosell was good. Pat Summerall gave you nothing.
So, hold on.
Madden lifted that broadcast
up. Yes, but you can't have two. You need the funny guy and the straight guy, right? It's got to be the yin and the yang of the broadcast.
Too straight.
All right, but you know what? Here's what I didn't expect today. The first hour, ripping Summerall.
I'm just saying, if I were in this vote, I'm out on that. Okay, I don't like Pat Summerall.
We'll do a show vote later for the winner today.
Well, Chuck's out.
No, Chuck's not. Madden and Summerall's a strong one. Can we go to Eric and Fox Chase here? I just want to get Parsons here. What's up, Eric?
What's up, fellas?
Eric, what are you thinking?
Sorry, Joe. I couldn't disagree with you more. Given Dallas is like on the ropes now, you know, they're like hanging in there, and you're going to give them two first round picks, ammunition for the next couple years.
Hold on. Before you go on, I think we're spinning this the wrong way. I'm getting Micah Parsons on the Eagles.
We're still spinning it, though. We spin it the way that it makes sense to us.
You're giving him a huge contract.
Scared money. Don't make money, Eric.
Smart money.
I feel attacked.
Well, I mean, I'd rather go out and get like a lower level guy where you're giving up like a second or third round pick to come in and help us. Why are we giving up two first round picks? Our last two first round picks were Jalen Carter and Mitchell. I mean, it don't make sense to give up first-round picks, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, they also drafted Jordan Davis and Jalen Reagor in the first round recently, so it's not like we do. Andre Dillard was also a first. I mean, like, it's 50-50, Eric. I mean, if we're being fair, if we give up two of them, one of them, they probably would have hit a home run on, and the other one probably would not been good. That's probably how it would go.
And Micah Parsons, you know, he's been hurt a lot the last couple years, too. I mean, we're going to throw that into the equation. Who's saying he's even going to go into the playoffs healthy? I mean,
well, I don't know that. And he is coming off an ankle right now. For what it's worth, he's played 17 games the last 3 years. So he's played a lot. This year, you know, he had the high ankle sprain, and it looks like he's coming back this week. All right, Eric, give us a combination here. Game day combo. What do you got?
Is it game day announcers? Is that what?
It's whatever you want it to be. Whatever combo you feel is the best, bro.
When it comes to, like, when I say game day combination, it could be food. It could be a place to be.
How about a nice cold beer and some wings? I'm going out.
I mean, that's a classic. Beer and wings is a classic. Eric?
I don't see how people can eat wings and drink beer.
I think you're out of your mind.
I
can't do it.
It pairs well.
If I'm drinking, I'm drinking. I'm not eating. I'm drinking.
But you can't conceptualize in your head why somebody else might enjoy it just because you don't?
No, I'm just saying, I just don't see. Yeah, you know, I just don't see it.
Okay, that's a little bit different. Yeah. I don't like it versus I don't understand how anybody likes it. They're a little bit different.
He felt attacked. I feel it in your spirit.
It's not like attacked. It's just like so dumbfounded by the idea that you don't think beer and wings go together.
That's not a great pairing.
Yeah, to you.
Beer and soda? No. Beer and soda. What? No. Chicken and soda. That's what I meant to say.
Dude, what's wrong?
You know what's
with you?
A good pairing? Is a beer and a shot.
Sure.
No, that's a great pairing.
And the wings.
Nah. Not the wings.
You ever wonder if like 99% of people like something and you don't? Maybe the 99 aren't the crazy ones?
No, it doesn't work like that on my planet. It doesn't work like that.
I didn't think so. All right. 215-592-9494. All right. It's NFL trade deadline day. ComoCon rolls on. We got a great prize to give away today and over the next couple of weeks here. We're looking for the best game day combinations. Could be broadcasters, could be a place to watch a game, whatever you do. Could be a food combination. Whatever you think of when I say game day combination. Plus, it's NFL trade deadline day. Keep it locked in for all the latest updates. Any trade goes down, we'll tell you about it. I'm trying to give the Cowboys two firsts for Micah Parsons. I mean, I'm getting yelled at here, and people are mixing up the most important part. Parsons,
this is a joke, frankly.
It could put the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And when we come back, an out-of-the-box trade idea for the Eagles today, maybe a position you had to consider. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork Game Day eats from marinated pork.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.